Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masachas Menachos. We are up to Parakhas Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha Zaysim. An olive tree has three yields of olives, three harvests of olives each year. Uben Shlosha Shlosha Shmanim. And each of those harvests have three different levels of oil. Hazayis Arishon, the first harvest of olives, Megargo Brosh Hazayis, you take from the top of the olive tree, Vekotish Menosin Atoch Hasal, and you pound the olives and you put them in a basket that has holes in the bottom, and the oil drips through the holes in the basket into a bottle underneath it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sevivos Hasal, you would put it not at the bottom of the basket, but around the sides of the basket, and the oil drips down the walls of the basket through the holes. Zer Rishon, that's the first yield. Ta'un Bakora, you would then take those same olives and press them under a beam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavanim, Rabbi Yehuda says you press them with stones, not with a beam. Zer Sheni, that's the second yield of oil from the first grouping of olives. Chazor Tachan v'ta'an, and then they would grind up the olives and again press them. Zeshlishi, that's the third level of oil that comes from that first group of olives. Harisho the menorah, the first oil that came out is the best, that goes to the menorah. Vashar the menachos, the other goes for the karbanos mincha. Hazayis hasheni, the second yield of olives from the tree is megargo brosh agag. You pick the from the place on the tree that's as high as a rooftop, so not the very, very top of the tree, the next level down. V'kotish v'nosin atel chasal, you pound them and you put them into a basket. Rabbi Yudom Rasviv Hasal, Rabbi Yudom says around the side of the basket. Zer Rishon, that's the first yield from that grouping of olives. Tan Bekorah, you then press it with a beam. Rabbi Yudom Rabavanim, Rabbi Yudom says you press it with stones. Zesheni, Chazer v'tachan v'tan, then they would grind up those olives and again put them under a beam. Zeshlishi, Harishon the menorah, the first level goes for the menorah. Vashal the menachos, and the rest for the menachos. Hazai Zeshlishi, the third harvest of olives from a tree is otno b'toch habayis hashiyulka. You pack the olives in a vat in the house until they become spoiled, meaning until the flesh of the olives is so soft that you can get the oil out. And then you take the olives onto your rooftop and let them dry. And you pound the olives and you put them in a basket, and the oil drips through the holes again. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says around the sides of the basket. That's the first yield from that third harvest of olives. Then put it under a beam. Rabbi Yehuda says under stones. That's the second yield. You grind it up and you again put it under a beam. Zeshlishi, harish on the menorah, ashar le menachos. The first goes to the menorah, and the rest goes to the menachos. Mishnah Hey. So harishon shabrishon ein lemalim yimenu. There's nothing better than the first oil that they got from the first grouping of olives. Hasheni shabrishon, harishon shabrisheni shavin. The second level of oil from the first group of olives, or the first from the second group of olives, are the same. Hashlishi Shabrishon Vasheni Shabsheni Varishon Shabshlishi Shavin, the third grouping from the first, I don't even know how to categorize it. The third yield from the first harvest, and the second yield from the second harvest, and the first yield from the third harvest are all of equal quality. Hashlishi Shabsheni Vasheni Shabshlishi Shavin, the third yield from the second harvest, the second yield from the third harvest are the same. And the worst is the third yield from the third harvest. Truth is, Shemen Zayizach should not have only been reserved for the menorah. It should have been for the menachos as well. Because you would think the menorah, you don't even eat the oil, and yet it needs to be Shemen Zayizach. The menachos where you eat it should for sure be Shemen Zayizach. That's why there's a Gzeres HaKasav that tells us that Zach only needs to be Kasis L'Ma'or, only for the lighting, but not for the menachos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we went through how they would harvest each olive tree three times, and how each of the three harvests would produce oil three times. One just the original, one then meaning the original when they would put it in a basket and would drip through. When they would press it, either with a beam or with a stone, machlokes tanaim, and then one where they would grind it and then press it again. So that they would do that three times. One's from the top of the tree, one's from the middle of the part of the tree that reaches the Rosh Hagag, and one's from the olives that the flesh had rotted. And then in Mishnah Hey, we went through the qualities of the different yields and harvests. So we said that the very best is the first yield from the first harvest, the very worst is the third yield from the third harvest, and the rest had some parallels, right? That the second from the first and the first from the second were the same as one another, and the third from the first, and the first from the third, and the second from the second were the same as one another, right? Meaning it all matches. The numbers are supposed to match up. The second from the third, and the third from the second are the same as one another. Fine. Next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Vav.